USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mexico reportedly scrapping a migrant asylum deal it had struck with the United States. Mexico's incoming interior minister reportedly saying the plan to allow migrants to be kept in Mexico as their asylum claims move through U.S. courts has now been ruled out. That after reports were the Trump administration had brokered a deal with that incoming Mexican administration, which is to be sworn in on the 1st of December. With 84 people confirmed killed by it, the deadliest wildfire in California history, the Camp Fire is now 98% contained. Earlier this weekend, celebrity chef Guy Fieri was cooking food for those who've been displaced.
Just reach out and take care of your neighbor and show support. It's we're the greatest country in the world. We need to act like it and show it to one another.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Protesters in Hoover, Alabama, demanding answers about why police shot a 21-year-old man outside a shopping mall after a call about an altercation and a shooting on Thanksgiving night. Dozens gathered in the streets last night, including several members of Emancic Bradford's family. This aunt of the man who was shot by police says,
I asked my sister, did the police come to the house?
No.
She said no.
Oh, wow.
Did anybody notify you at all?
No.
No. Period. I said, well, how did you find out? She said, social media.
No.
Social media, y'all.
It follows an admission by Hoover police that they don't think Bradford was the suspect they were seeking, though he may still have been involved in that altercation that led to the shooting. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
One of the last survivors of the so-called 1921 Tulsa riot is dead. Olivia Hooker died on Wednesday, we're told, in her White Plains, New York home at 103. She was six when rumors that a black man had assaulted a white woman sparked the worst race riot in U.S. history. Hooker said she hid under a table as the mob destroyed her neighborhood. She said she watched torch-carrying men take an axe to her own family's piano. More than 1,000 homes and businesses were destroyed. 300 African Americans were killed. Her family left Tulsa after the riot for someplace they could be safe. Hooker, the first African-American woman to join the U.S. Coast Guard, she earned a Ph.D. and became a teacher after graduating from Ohio State U. Treasures from an ancient Egyptian tomb, probably over 3,500 years old, are unveiled.
Egyptian Minister of Antiquities Khalid Al-Anani says the discovery was made by the French Institute of Oriental Archaeology and the University of Strasbourg.
They discovered 10 days ago two coffins, one of the style called the Rishi from the end of the 17th dynasty and the other one from the 18th dynasty, and they are put now inside the tomb they are working in.
Two sarcophagi, each containing a mummy, were found all in perfect condition.
That report filed by USA Radio's Rick Vinson. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris.